Blog Talk Radio.
I feel the master.
I feel him.
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready?
So we're the international
internet stations, makes us number one. That's WBSW Radio. Also, if you want to check out WBSW Radio, we're being number one using those devices. We also want you to keep in mind that we have listeners and watchers in 43 countries. Say that again. Listeners and watchers in 43 countries. We're on 6 continents. We're excited about having that chance to come to you to present this format. Also, WBSW Radio have giveaways. We have giveaways that we raffle off from time to time. What we actually do is send us your name along with a means of transaction. There's 4 means of transaction. We're using that Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. You can send that to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You might ask a question, why did I need to send my name? We place you in a raffle because normally our biggest giveaway in our raffle are our hotel stays, varying from 5 nights to 6 days, 3 nights to 4 days. What we do, we'll pay for the hotel. You just have to make sure you finish up the process of registering, making sure you get the information in, pay the taxes and the amenities. And you can get it for whatever time if you're the one that wins the raffle, very international or national. So truly that's a great opportunity to share this with each and every one of you all. We also give away gift cards to our raffle, gas vouchers, food vouchers, books, novelty items, just so many things we're trying to share with you now. Particularly if you have a young, have a son, a daughter that's getting ready to go to college, or you want to kind of put your mindset on, they might be in the 7th, 8th, 9th grade, what I need to do to climb the mountain of financial aid. We have a book that's sponsored by an awesome author. We had him on the show. That's Trey Johnson out of the state of Georgia, and it's entitled How to Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. And this book allows parents, guardians, students to work through that twisting and turning of financial aid. This book will help you. So I will send you this copy. All you have to do, I will pay for it getting to you, but I just need to have that information. And you can send that to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let's move forth with really what we're trying to do. On the last thing as we close out our introduction is that we ask you to sow a seed of $1 with WBSW Radio Station by Cash Apping us at Lorenza D. Smith. We know the dollar sign going in front. That's Lorenza D. Smith. The dollar sign going in front. Send us $1 and we can't purchase these books. We can definitely give you either one of these books. This is my own personal book here. I wrote 2 books recently, and it's Don't Be Scared to Love, along with Education, What Happened to the Passion. And you can read about my experience as an educator. And we'll get it to you. All you have to do is send us your name. That's all we want, to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let me give a shout-out to some people that's joining us already. Cornflakes joining us. Maria joining us. Thank you. Zoe is joining us. Thank you so much for taking time. We have also quite a few. And can I see exactly here as they go through. Right now we have is WNNA. That might be Wana. Thank you so much for joining. Let's move forward with our show. There's others joining us on the board, though we only have that number, so we can't give them a shout-out. But slowly, as individuals join us, we'll be able to give you a shout-out like we normally do. We're going to talk about March Madness 2024. See, Ballin' with the Doc is the sports talk show with swag. We focus on historical black colleges and university, athletics, along with high school, and sometimes Division I under our historical black college and university storyline, then our coaches corner that focus on our Division I, our Power 5 conference, and the Group of 5 conference. Then we focus on the high school storyline. Look at that, now we're in basketball. So we're going to start off focusing on the historical black colleges and university conference regular season, be selected by the NCAA March Madness to be a part of the tournament. We're going to start with the Southwest Athletic Conference. And we're doing men's first. Regular season champion is Grambling State University. I just looked at the television earlier. They're playing right now. They're playing Bethune-Cookman. The last score I saw was 41 Grambling, 19 Bethune-Cookman. So it looked like Grambling would advance to the finals, which will be tomorrow. Then we also have the SWAC women's champion, regular season champion, is Jackson State University. Let me go back and share. Grambling was 14-4 in regular season, 18-14 overall. The SWAC women's champion, Jackson State, 18-0. You know how hard it is to go in that SWAC to be 18-0, but they were 18-0, top seed in the tournament. And overall record is 24-6. The MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, men's Norfolk State, 11-3 in regular season, 22-10 overall. MEAC women, you have Norfolk State, 13-1, 25-5 overall. So those are the regular season champions. So we're excited to be able to share that with you. Give a shout out to Dr. Greta Abernathy McGuire. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. Share with your friends. Let them know that we're talking about historical black colleges. We're talking about March Madness 2024. So you have a chance to receive some information that hopefully will give you a line to what's actually going on yet as of today. In the Alabama A&M won that game to advance to semifinal that's going to be tonight. Texas Southern was ranked number 3 in the tournament, taking on Jackson State. Texas Southern advanced to take on Alabama A&M tonight in the semifinals. And we had Southern taking on Southern University, number 4, taking on number 5, Bethune-Cookman. Bethune-Cookman beat Southern last night, so they are now playing Grambling. So the number 5 seed is playing the number 1 seed. And the last score I saw, again, was 41 for Grambling, 19 for Bethune-Cookman. We also have in the women, really excited about that. Because we mentioned Alabama A&M number 7, taking on number 3, Texas Southern. They'll be playing tonight. They're in the 8:30 game, slotted in the 8:30 game. So whoever wins will be ready to play for the championship tomorrow. Southwest Athletic Conference women, as of 3:15. Number 1, Jackson State, will be taking on Arkansas. Grambling will be taking on Alcorn State in the semifinals. The Jackson State game was played earlier. I don't have the results on it right now, but we know they're playing. And tonight you have Grambling number 2 in the women will be taking on Alcorn State at the 6 o'clock hour. So that's gonna lead us to our championship game tomorrow. We want to make some quick prediction here. We believe Grambling will because they already hit about 20 some point. We win to get to the semifinals. And I personally want to make a prediction. I feel comfortable that Alabama A&M University, may hit a stride, will be playing Grambling, and then I'm going to be a toss-up on that championship game. It's going to be a toss-up on that championship game tomorrow, which will probably come at about 5 o'clock, or maybe 6 o'clock, and the ladies with women will play earlier. So in the MEAC, men's, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference men's, before I move forward, this is as of the day, the semifinals. See, I want to give a shout out to my niece, Jay Ruth. Thank you so much. Juana, thank you for joining us. Truly, thank you. It's a blessing to have you online. And it's good to have. We have also several other people slowly coming in here. You have Yaya 12 joining us. You have Dr. Mia A. Davis Thank you for joining us. You have, it says, Obatorian 9. Thank you. Chester Mike, David Jones, join us. Phil Corbett, join us. Chimes Harton, thank you so much. Regina, thank you for taking time. James Graham, thank you. We have Thomas Lyons, join us. Kenzie, thank you for joining us. Robert McCray, and they're coming in quick and fast. I'm trying to give them a shout out. Cowboy Cash 84, join us. We have Boss Lady 8618, join us. We have Kaya, thank you. Teo, thank you for joining us. Then we have, look like, Sonic Black, Sonic Black, thank you so much. May France, thank you. Happy Chef, thank you for taking time. Jimmy Murphy, thank you for joining us. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors because we have some awesome sponsors and we like to make sure we play that advertisement because they pay a good little penny to make sure it's heard. So we want to give a shout out to L&T Lawn Service, and that's Mr. Anthony Stallworth, member of 586 with Attorney Incorporated.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
We want to shout out to Anthony Stallworth and L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, South Central Alabama, 334-300-7401. And they're truly the manicure experts. So give them a call. Or either go to Facebook, direct message Anthony Stallworth, and you'll get a chance to share your thoughts and tell him what you need. He can quote you a price that's going to make sure it puts you in a good position. As we move forward, we're going to move to the MEAC, as I was saying. That's semifinals. You have number one seed, Norfolk State, taking on Howard University. The finals, that will be today. You also have number two, North Carolina Central, taking on Delaware State / South Carolina. We don't have the results on that one. As soon as we get the results, we're going to add the winner there. In the MEAC women, you have number one, Norfolk State. So both the men and the women team won the regular season. So these are the women taking on Coffin State, along with number two, Howard, taking on North Carolina Central. So that's the setup for the semifinal for the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference that's taking place today, which they will have their finals on tomorrow as well, because Sunday is March Madness Selection Day. So you can check them out and see where your team's going to be, or if it's Division II, you can check out because they already played their tournament, see where they're going to be. So we're really excited about bringing this to you. We want you still to connect with us by calling in. We have call-in numbers 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line to identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Lozier D. Smith on Balling with the Doc, the real sports talk show with swag. And we're excited about being able to bring something in a way that brings a different attitude and allows us to experience greatness. That's the swag. We're excited about that, so truly, truly thank you. So let's move forward with our Division II. We've got to give a shout-out to our historical black colleges and universities that make up the Division II. The Division II has two conferences. You have the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference called the CIAC. Then you have the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. So we're going to talk about the regular season champion in the men and women division. Starting off with the men, now in the SWAT, I'm sorry, SEAC, Eastern Division. You had, in the men's division, you had Clark, Atlanta, Carolina, 16-5 conference schedule, 25-5 overall. On the women's side, on the Eastern Division, you had Savannah State, 15-4, overall 20-6. In the Western Division, you have, in the men's division, you have Miles College. The record was 16-4, overall 23-6. In the women's division, Kentucky State, 15-4. But I want to just kind of share with you what exactly happened in the women's division. You actually had Miles College to win the championship. Well, the regular season champion, they just won the championship. Let's talk about the team. Even though it went in the top of either one of the divisions, but it was close enough to get there and win the championship. In the CIAA, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, men and women, regular season division basketball champs. In the Northern Division, you had Elizabeth City State, 10-7, overall 17-3. Their conference schedule was 10-7. Overall, they were 17-3. It was tough in that. It was tough in that division. That conference was tough. And on the women's side, you had Elizabeth City State, 10-7, overall 19-11. In the Southern Division, you had the men's, Clapton was 13-5, overall 17-10. And in the women's, you had Fayetteville State, 17-1, overall 27-2. So we give a shout out to the regular season champions. And it's good to be able to talk about our conference tournament champions we're going to mention in a minute after our next commercial. We want to give an opportunity for our awesome sponsors. They're doing a great job down there in Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood fries.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome. Mary Ruth's. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. That's 261 Highway West, 106. 106 West, Jordan. So thank you so much. Give them a holler. They say they have the best Southern food that can be offered in Alabama. So check them out because they're awesome. The food is good. I'm going to enjoy it. Give a shout out to Big Hoss 17. Thank you for giving us being here. You also have Chase Board You. Thank you so much. You have Mark. Thank you, Mark. Inkle 21, Geraldine, I do like Spore. Thank you so much. Flexing and Mailing James, 2194. Charles Sprinkle, join us. Thank you so much. As well as Robert Whale, Dale Ashford, Gina, thank you so much for joining us. So each and every one of those individuals taking time to be a part of it. And what I'm going to do is scroll back up and give a shout out to a couple of people that I didn't get a chance. You have Laleen Berkeley, Beardley, thank you so much. You got a user, Sandy Cheeks, thank you so much. Cheryl, Lisa Sims. Again, the Big Hoss, 17, got a user, Roy Sullivan, thank you, and a couple other users. Thank you so much for being a part of it. And we have slowly other individuals joining. We have Larry Hoops, thank you so much. Deporia Urizza, thank you so much. We have Jill Vans, thank you so much for joining us. Then we have me, us, them, we. Thank you for joining. Let's move forward and look at some more information dealing with our historical black colleges and universities. We stopped off to the point where we're not able to share our thoughts about the tournament. But we want to do that right now. We're talking about the historical black colleges and university Division II basketball conference tournament champion, men and women, because they already played. Give a shout out to the SEAC men's, that's Clark of Atlanta. Congratulations to Clark out of Atlanta. And when we get through, we want to give them all a hand clap for what they did, because they're more in their tournament. They're getting themselves seated so they can be in the Division II tournament of the NCAA March Madness. So we want to make sure we're in play for that, but we're going to give them a hand clap. We have in the women's division of the SEAC, you have Miles College. Miles College women won their first tournament championship in the history of the SEAC. First championship. And they've been in there over close to 100-plus years. Congratulations to Miles College. And we want to give them the hand clap and the big crowd raise. Big shout out because they did an awesome job. Congratulations to Clark Atlanta men, along with Miles College women winning the SEAC 2024 tournament championship in our CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. Give a shout out to the men. You have Lincoln for CIAA championship on the men's side. On the women's side, you have Fayetteville State crown CIAA champion with a 64-59 victory over Elizabeth City. So a shout out and a hand clap and a big roar for them. Tournament champions, Lincoln of Pennsylvania, men's and women's Fayetteville State. Congratulations to both of you and all of the champions, whether regular season or tournament champion in the historical black colleges and university conferences. So truly thank you. We're going to move to our coach's corner. This is where we're going to focus on our NCAA men's basketball final regular season power ranking. Because it's important that we understand those teams that were ranked. We're going to do 1 through 25. We're going to call out with their records so you can see how they stand. They are now in the tournament, playing in their conference tournament to decide where they'll be selected on Sunday, which is NCAA Selection Sunday. So your name will be called, where you'll be seated, all the projections. received 4 first place votes. That record, 28-3. North Carolina is ranked number 4. 25-6 is their record. Tennessee is ranked number 5. 27-4. I want to kind of put a pin right here. I'm going to give the rest of it. I think what will determine whether North Carolina or Tennessee get that last number 1 seed was how they performed in the tournament. Some people said no. I say yes. Today, Tennessee lost in their action. That's the first time they played in the tournament because they got 2 games by. And they lost to Mississippi State today. Congratulations to Mississippi State trying to secure their place in the NCAA tournament. Whether they're 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th seed, we'll give a shout-out to Mississippi State beating Tennessee today. But North Carolina will get the nod to be that 4th number 1 seed. So congratulations to those teams for being in that battle. We also want to give a shout-out to Arizona. But let me back up, because Tennessee record and regular season was 24-7. They finished first in regular season in the conference as regular season champions. North Carolina appeared in the Southeastern Conference. Talking about Tennessee. The next conference was ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference. North Carolina finished first in that conference. Houston finished first in the regular season in the Big 12. Then you have UConn in the Big East. And you have Purdue in the Big Ten. So those are the schools that finished regular school champions. Then we have Arizona, who's 24-7, number 6 in the ranking, finished number 1 in the Pac-12. Then we have Iowa State, number 7, 27-4, Creighton, 23-8, along with Kentucky, ranked number 8. I'm sorry, number 9, 28-3. We have also number 10, Marquette, 28-3, along with Duke, 24-7. Auburn, ranked number 12, 24-7. Illinois, 23-8. Along with Baylor, ranked number 14, 22-9. South Carolina, ranked 15. 25-6. Number 16 ranked team, Kansas, 22-9. Gonzaga ranked number 17, 24-6. Final regular season poll that came out on the 10th. So that's the ranking. So congratulations to each and every one of those teams. That's the power ranking. Let's look at our women on the NCAA, our Power 5 conference, and our teams that are ranking the regular season. Number 1, South Carolina, with a record of 32-0. Not only did South Carolina win the top ranking in the final poll, they also won the SEC Tournament Championship. So congratulations to South Carolina. And I want to give them that special hand clap because this is 2 years in a row they've been able to win at least 30-plus games. Congratulations to South Carolina. Ranked number 2, they won their conference of the Big Ten, 29-4 regular season champion. They ended up winning the conference. And number 3 is USC. These are the women. That's 26-5, and they won the regular season. And they're trying to wrap that term up, and they're moving forward because they beat Stanford. Stanford is ranked number 4. They're 28-5, and Stanford regular season ranked 4th. behind USC in the championship game, including USC and Stanford, and USC won the game. Number five, you have Texas out of the Big 12. They are 28-4. UCLA is 6, 25-6. These are the women national rankings. We also have number seven, Ohio State, 25-5. Make sure I said UCLA, they rank number 6. They're 25-6. Then 7 is Ohio State. Number 9 is LSU. I'm sorry, number 8 is LSU, and they're 28-5. You have Notre Dame in there being ranked in there. Excited to see them. They're number 9, and they're 26-6. Then you have UConn, ranked number 10. They're 28-5. North Carolina State, ranked number 11. 27-6. Then you have Oregon State, number 12, out of the Pac-12. They are 24-7. Virginia Tech is 24-7 out of the ACC. Gonzaga, out of that, I think the Big West over there, they are 29, I mean the West Conference, WCC, 29-2. They rank 14. Number 15 is Indiana. Excited for the University of Indiana. Their record was 24-5. Then we have at the 16th spot, Kansas State, 25-6 out of the Big 12. Oklahoma out of the Big 12, they were 17, 22-8. Then Colorado out of the Pac-12, 22-9. Baylor out of the Big 12, ranked 19, 24-7. Utah out of the Pac-12, they're 22-10. They rank number 20. UNLV, 27-2, ranked 21. Syracuse, ranked 22, 23-7. Then we also have Creighton, ranked number 23, 25-5. We're talking about the women's now. We have number 24, Louisville, 24-9. And last but never least, Fairfield University, 28-1, ranked number 25. Let's congratulate those schools for having a successful season in the power ranking. The power ranking, they were ranked 1 through 25. Hand clap for them. Give a shout out to the women's NCAA, the top 25 power ranking, last power ranking in regards to the regular season. Now, the final ranking will come after the tournament is over. I'm going to give a shout out to Miss Bush EBS, a member of Sanctified Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for being part of, and she's my butter half, so thank you, my wife. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Janet Lil 1289 joining us. Thank you, John. He's taking time to be a part of this, along with Mia Nisi, Manisa. We have Kilo James. Thank you so much, Lauren. Thank you for joining us. Perez Jose. We have Joe J. Thank you, Gina. Thank you, Devin. I'm sorry, Divine Care. Thank you, Estrada. Music content. Thank you, Jeremiah. Levi Smith, 5. We also have O'Donnell Harris. Thank you, Stephanie Fletcher. Thank you, Stephanie, so much for joining us. We also have Mary Smith, Albert Smith. Thank you, Ty, for being here, Albert, as well as Mary. Shirley Thomas, thank you for being a part of it. Mika, thank you so much. You have Rusty Chapfontein. Thank you so much. Cyrus Lowry. Thank you so much. Buck. Thank you. Wowee. Thank you, Tice. Alan Turner. Coach. Is that Danette B. Danette B. Watson. Danny. Thank you. There are many others that slowly join us. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Let's move forward and get some more information, because it's important that we continue to share this, because this is some awesome information that needs to be shared with you. See, before we move to our next focus area, which will be looking at our high schools, we want to look and see how our high schools are ranked, and there's some of them are state champions, but we want to look at it. But we want to play our next sponsor. It's good to have another sponsor. We have four or five that we try to make sure we play, because it's good to have them. We had L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, the first sponsor, that advertisement. Mary Ruth, thank you so much for being a part of Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Charlie's Angel on Facebook, Cornelius Scott joining us. Thank you so much. Just a few moments, Charlie Strode, Hottest Fire. Thank you so much for joining. And we have just an individual joined, don't have a name. Thank you so much. Let's move forth, and we want to talk about our high schools now, because it's important that we spend a little time talking about our high school storyline. We're going to start off this time looking at the final basketball rankings for the state of Alabama, state of Florida, state of Georgia, state of Mississippi, state of South Carolina, and Tennessee, based on Max Prep. Thank you for that, providing us with that information. You can go online and check it out. We have what is Witty Five. Thank you so much for joining us on our network. Thank you for being a part of it. Let's look at our high schools, because it's important that we take time to focus on those high schools in the very state, which is the southeastern part of the United States. We'll start with the state of Alabama. Our top 10 ranked teams, and some of them will be identified as champions because they won the state championship in their level. Starting off with Hoover. Hoover, and these are boys' rankings. These Hoover, 30-3, 7A state champion for the state of Alabama, 2024. Huntsville High School, 32-3. Buckhorn, 29-5, Class 6A state champion for the state of Alabama. Fairfield, ranked number four, Class 5A. 29-2, 5A state champion for the state of Alabama. Mountain Brook, runner-up for the 6A state championship with a record of 27-8. Austin, give a shout-out out of the northern part of the state, 27-6 ranked in the polls. Enterprise, 6th and 10th ranked team. For 2024, the top 10 based on Max Pro, Central Phoenix City, 29-8. So give a shout out to each and every one of them. Let's do one other I missed here, North Ridge, 27-6. Give a shout out to North Ridge for and also being a part of that ranking. Florida, in the state of Florida, they're top 10. I do top 11 because sometimes I like to try to go beyond, but we're gonna stick with our 10. Florida basketball rankings for boys for 2024. This is the final ranking. We have Montevere Academy, 31-0. Columbus out of Miami, 27-4. Long Island Lutheran, 21-4. Oak Ridge, 27-4. They're the fourth-ranked team. Fifth-ranked team. Riviera Prep, 25-8. Winter Haven, 27-2. Also, you have as the next-ranked team, which is Sagemont, 25-6. Northern out of Miami, 21-7. Wheeler, 25-6. Eager Landing, 24-8. West Side, 24-9. Green Forest, 27-4. Newton, 20-7. Give a shout out to the Georgia High School prep team, or we'll say high school team, not prep team, prep for college. High school rankings to wrap up the end of the year. So congratulations to each and every one of them, those teams, for their effort. They put the work in. So when they put the work in, they were successful. So congratulations again. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor, TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Give a shout out to Mr. William Scott, TriStat LLC, meet your consulting need. Just give him a call and he will be open to see how he can provide the research, provide administration of a grant. He can also provide you with the platform to put together. He also go along with you and what they'll do is they'll be a part and they're part of your presentation. That's Mr. William Scott, TriStat LLC. And the number to connect with him is 334-320-5438. All right, let's move forth and wrap up the rest of our high schools in the states in the southeastern part of the United States, southeastern part of the United States. We have Mississippi, this great state of Mississippi, the top 11 we have here. We have Jackson Academy, 36-1, along with Raymond, 31-4. Canton, 26-4. Olive Branch, 30-5. We have Boonville, 29-2. We have Yazoo City, 28-6. Lund Academy, 31-6. They're ranked number 7. Pascagoula, 28-3. Clinton, like number 9, 23-8. Number 10, Ridgeland, 25-10. And another 11-ranked team is Choctaw Central, 27-6. Congratulations to each of those teams out of the great state of Mississippi and their high school power ranking and final ranking. South Carolina is coming up next. I want to give a shout out to those teams out of the state of South Carolina, the great state of South Carolina. Ridgeview is ranked number one, 29-2. They've been like that all season. Congratulations from the preseason to now, Ridgeview. Lexington is ranked number two, 28-2. Gray Collegiate Academy is ranked number three, 31-6. You have James F. Bernice, 26-5. We also have Riverside, ranked number five, 26-5. Westwood, ranked number six, 23-3. Somerville, ranked number seven, 25-3. This Catawba Ridge, 25-4. Greer, 24-6. Pottersville, 25-6. That's the top 10 in the great state of South Carolina. But as we get ready to wrap up, we have Tennessee, the last state in their top 10 ranking for boys high school basketball for 2023-2024. We're going to get the girls on our next show. We got Barrett, 33-4. Cordova, 29-4. First Assembly, 27-3. Browncrest Christian Academy, 29-7. Brentwood Academy, 25-3. Independence High School, 30-6. Baylor High School, 19-6. Hampton Heights Christian Academy, 29-5. Webb High School, 25-5. And the number 10 ranked team is Pope John Paul II, 25-5. We want to say congratulations to each and every one of those teams. Team 1, make sure we get a hand clap because it's going to be important to give them their hand clap. And like I said, give them their flower while they yet live. So the hand clap and the big crowd shout for them. United States. We're glad to bring that up for the girls as well in the high school. So congratulations to each and every one of those teams. We gave you a hand clap, and we also gave you the crowd involved. Thank you so much for being a part. Give a shout out to Reverend David Matthews that's joining us. Dawg is joining us. That's the name we see here. Willie David, thank you for joining us. And it looks like B. Marie R.D., thank you so much. I thought it might have been something else, but that's what it has. Marie R.D. We have a user. Thank you so much. Kenneth Johnson. Kale, thank you so much. You have Maliso. Thank you so much. Adrian Chili's. Yeah, Chili's 96. Pam Pope, thank you so much. You also have Della White, thank you. Louise Wooten, thank you. But again, we're going back to our individuals. Some of them are just calling in twice. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all, for taking time to be a part of this. And as we get ready to close out, I want to thank everyone. We got an awesome show planned for Monday. Talking Real to Be Prime Time. We have an interview with a business owner, an author, a young lady that's making some awesome things happen. She's a veteran, and we want to show that we thank you for your service. Thank you so much for allowing you to bring your business as a publisher and as well as an author and to bring it to our platform. Lena Peyton Webb, She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for accepting our invitation. 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday, we will have her here, which is for you people, for most of the folks on the East Coast, that is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're excited, and she's going to bring some awesome information. We're going to do an interview with her. Thank you so much, Sarah Well, for accepting the invitation to be here to share the awesome things you are doing. I've been observant, and some of the things I saw, maybe I can get some advice on you about doing a few things like read and chill. I kind of like that one. Or it's either read, chill, and sip. That's an awesome idea. It can be a day set. It's awesome. Thank you so much. As we get ready to close out, we want to thank all of our sponsors for being a part of this. Our last sponsor that we want to take time to share with you, we had a new presentation for them, and somehow I just had to work through them and put a star by it so I can make sure I don't miss them next time. But for sure, we're going to play their sponsorship because they're truly, truly awesome. They are the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Let me give a shout-out to the Brothers of State of Alabama. They're having their state conference down in Troy, Alabama. Beta Sigma heading from the state of Alabama or from Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, visiting. Just let them know that the conference is going to be an awesome conference. I hope to really see all of you all tomorrow. Representing Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We're excited. So we truly let you know we're partnering to make a difference with WBSW Radio, the internet station. Again, thank all those individuals that called in because you had time to do that. And a member of the D9. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. So let's play this last advertisement.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, which is number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Thank you so much for being a part of Master Jay joining us. Thank you, Master Jeremiah Starr. Thank you so much. Lindsay Lambert just joined us. Thank you. Louise Wood again. I think I gave her a shout out. She's joining us again. This is Lord Dr. Kidney. Thank you, Dog, joining us again. Thank you so much. And trying to see if we missed anybody. Nobody we missed anybody. Thank each and every one of y'all as we get ready to close out. I just want to say to you that we truly, truly love each and every one of you all for taking time to be a part of what we're trying to do. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, but we're the first radio station to include the social media to broadcast our show. We say we love you, come from our heart, hashtag be responsible, hashtag make it do what it do. So truly, truly, God has blessed us more time. Again, Monday will be our next day to broadcast. So we want you to join us and be a part of that. So truly, it's a blessing. But as you know, we go through our show. We go, you know, if you don't put it on like the Do Not Stir, people will call. And we'll try not to answer that to throw us off. But as we get ready to close out, we're just so glad that God blessed us one more time to come before you, because what he has for us and has for you and has for me, no other person can take away from you and what he has blessed for you. So have an awesome rest of the day. I was trying to find something that would fit. We don't own the right to the music, but we want to play it. As we close out, I want to thank you so much. Let you know I truly love you all. Not just say it in the signs and in the heart. I want to say it to you because I really, really want to thank you. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play this so we can close it out. And we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch!
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch!
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Where the mic spit one? Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that T to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas B.